that when I was a child, before life removed all the innocence, my father would lift me high and dance with my mother.
Hey guys, welcome back to Open Language. My name's Adam.
And this is Connor.
And today we are talking about dads.
Yeah, you know, Father's Day is coming up quick, and the third Sunday of June?
Something like that.
Yeah. So, it's tough. Like, what do you do for dad? You can't buy your dad flowers like mom.
Mother's Day is actually pretty easy.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah, flowers and brunch, or, well, as we do here in my family.
So, dad can be a little complicated.
Yeah.
So, what we're going to do today is help you to describe your own dad.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, there's lots of different kinds of dad. Or dads.
Dads.
Yeah, so we've got 7 different kinds of dads. This might help you to figure out something to do for your dad on Father's Day.
Okay, as usual, today we've got our lesson broken down into 2 parts. So let's go ahead and find out what kind of dad we have.
Okay.
Number 1, helicopter dad. This type of dad may be a little overprotective at times, but he's been known to prevent trouble well before it happens. Number 2, still a kid dad. With kid dad, you often find yourself wondering who's more mature. His jokes, hobbies, and interests often match up with yours. Number 3, all work, no play dad. He only cares about your grades, work prospects, and reputation. This authoritative dad always pushes you to do better and be better.
So we just heard the first 3 kinds of dads, okay. And I love these ones.
Mm. Yeah. So the first one is helicopter dad.
Yeah, like helicopter parents. This is a big, kind of a big one these days.
Yeah.
Yeah, like a helicopter is always like hovering. It's always
right
over you, over watching you.
Right, it can land anywhere.
Yeah.
Personally, I didn't have a helicopter dad or mom, so I just feel kind of sorry for this type of dad.
Yeah.
Maybe a little overprotective.
Yeah, overprotective. This you can see right in the word over, meaning too much.
Too much.
Yeah. And protecting, like always kind of there to catch you if you fall, even
right
when you don't need it.
Yeah, exactly. Because, I'll try not to give too many of my own opinions
yeah,
here.
Yeah.
But, I mean, a lot of parents are like this.
Mm-hmm, right? Yeah, it's their baby.
It's their baby,
yeah,
right? Exactly. Yeah. So you got to protect your baby.
And he's known to prevent trouble well before it happens.
Okay, so stop it.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
Before.
Mm-hmm, yeah. And there's a, it says well before. This is like much before.
Mm. Mm-hmm,
yeah, and you could say well after as well.
Okay, but let's stick with this word prevent for 1 second. So prevent means to stop something.
Yeah.
Before it happens.
Mm-hmm, before it happens, yeah. Like, I got a rain jacket. It prevents me from getting wet.
From getting wet. You are smart. You're very, very smart. I tend to think, like, especially parents, they really want to prevent accidents.
Mm-hmm, yeah, yeah.
Children, you know, maybe they're not always thinking.
Uh-huh,
Especially when you have babies.
Yeah.
You want to make sure that, you know, the baby can't touch the electricity, so you're just preventing an accident from happening.
Yeah, you get all kinds of things in your house to prevent your baby, like a fence,
right,
so the baby doesn't go down the stairs.
Yeah. Okay, so that's the helicopter dad. Number 2, we have still a kid dad.
Mm-hmm, yeah, my dad is not this one.
No.
Yeah, so this is a dad who's just like a kid.
Right,
you know,
exactly.
He's like the same, so he's a kid dad. And with this dad, you often find yourself wondering who is more mature.
Okay. Yeah. So I like this here because we're talking about finds.
Mm-hmm.
But you're not actually like finding the address or finding gold.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Yeah, it's like when you realize you're in a situation and you didn't expect it.
Right.
Yeah, like when you're... if you're trying to find the library, and you're in a new city, you're walking for an hour,
right,
and then you find yourself at the ocean or something, you're in the wrong place. You didn't realize it. You didn't expect it. But
right,
there you are.
So this dad here, he is making us realize, mm-hmm. making us wonder. Who is more mature? Who is actually the kid and who is the adult?
Yeah, so it's like the kid, actually the son is the more mature one here.
Right. Yeah. And just one thing here, guys. Mm-hmm. Remember, wonder is think. Mm-hmm. It is not wander.
Yeah,
wander is a totally different word.
W-O-N-D-E-R, wonder, thinking.
So one more thing about Still a Kid Dad is his jokes and hobbies and interests often match up with yours.
Yeah, this is a great phrasal verb. Kind of the same as match.
Yeah.
Like be similar.
Be similar, right.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah. Well, let's take a look at number three.
All right.
All work, no play dad.
Ooh, okay. This kind of, I think this is the dad I'm going to be one day.
Oh, yeah?
So all work and no play. I mean, this is kind of a set phrase in and of itself.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah. All work and no play makes Jack a dull boy.
Makes Adam a dull boy.
Yeah. So if you work too much, then you're not going to be too exciting to be with.
Right. And when it comes to being a dad, this kind of dad, you generally only care about your kids' grades, work prospects, and reputation.
Yeah, this is a great word, prospect. It's like an opportunity. We use this work prospects or in the old days, marriage prospects.
Marriage prospects, yeah. Connor's very handsome and he's got a house and he's got a car.
Yeah, he's a great marriage prospect. Yeah, opportunity or some kind of chance. Reputation.
So just the way people see you.
Yeah, yeah. Your reputation. If a company has a good reputation, it means they always their promises. They always keep their promises.
Right. They have a good product.
Yeah. Good image. Yeah.
And on the other hand, if you have a company with a bad reputation, maybe the product is garbage.
Yeah.
Service
breaks.
Is bad.
Yeah, and this dad tends to be authoritative.
Okay, so the key word in authoritative is...
Authority.
Authority.
yeah,
so in charge, in control.
He's the boss.
He is the boss, exactly.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so because of this, he's always pushing you to do better and be better.
Do better and be better.
Yeah, so he's not actually pushing you. He's encouraging you.
Right. Exactly. Everybody needs a little push, every now and again.
Yeah, or every day.
Okay, so that is the first three types of dads. Why don't we go ahead and listen to our next set of dad characteristics.
Okay.
Number four. Handyman Dad. He's the dad all your friends wish they had, the one they reach out to when their car breaks down. There's nothing he can't figure out how to fix. Number five, Life Coach Dad. He lives by the motto, if life gives you lemons, make lemonade. He's always giving you words of wisdom and inspiring life lessons at the dinner table. Number six, Distant Dad. It's not that he doesn't love you. It's just that a part of his manhood may be compromised if he gives you that hug. His emotions are there, but he was just never that good at expressing them. Number seven, Sappy Dad. He's the type of dad that can't help but break down at your graduation, wedding, and yes, when coming home to visit. Basically, he's a total softie. He tears up at everything, but you wouldn't want it any other way. Happy Father's Day.
So we just heard the second four characteristics of dad, and the fourth one is the handyman dad.
Handyman dad.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And he's pretty popular because he can fix things.
Yeah, he's very handy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Right. Yeah, a handy thing is a useful thing, right? Yeah, so... if your dad can fix a lot of broken things, then he's a handyman.
He's a handyman, exactly. Okay, so he's also the dad that all your friends wish they had.
Yeah.
I don't know if that's true. I think all my friends' moms wish that dad was a handyman.
Yeah, the moms like it when the dad can, be
exactly.
A handyman. Yeah.
Or, we could also call someone a handy woman.
Yeah, sure,
right? Mom could
also be
very, very handy, to be clear.
Yeah, just to be very clear. Right here, the one they reach out to, this word reach out. It's like call for help or ask for help.
first it's call.
Right, call.
Yeah. We were prepping this and Connor mentioned, you know, reach out is really like contact.
Yeah.
But here we definitely have that second meaning of like, please help me.
Yeah. Yeah, even if you're contacting a company when you want to make a business deal or something, you reach out to another company.
Right.
Yeah.
Now, in this case, though, we're talking about when the car breaks down.
Yeah.
So we actually find that we have this word or this phrase break down twice in today's lesson.
Yeah.
Now, this breakdown is a very, 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 very like literal breakdown.
Yeah.
Stops working.
Yeah. Like car or a refrigerator.
Computer telephone.
Down. Yeah.
Everything breaks down eventually.
Yeah. So this car is broken down. And the next sentence, there's nothing he can't figure out how to fix.
Okay.
So maybe he doesn't know exactly how to fix it, but he can figure it out.
He can figure it out. Exactly.
Yeah.
That is very handy. He can figure things out. So how about the next dad?
Yeah, life coach dad. this is a great expression, life coach.
Just a life coach. It's kind of like a new job.
Right?
Like when I was a kid, there weren't life coaches.
Yeah, now I think you can hire a life coach to help you out, give you advice.
Right.
So right in the first sentence here, he lives by the motto.
Okay.
To live by something?
It just means like, you know, you really, really follow one principle or a set of rules, maybe. Mm-hmm. You live your life according to...
like a value or something.
A value, exactly. Okay. So I could live by...
like being honest or something.
Yeah, I could do that. I'm just thinking I don't actually live by anything.
Yeah.
So it's a weird example.
Yeah.
So dad's motto here is, if life gives you lemons, make lemonade.
Yeah, this is a great like kind of a saying, right? So of course, lemons are not bitter. They're sour.
They're very sour.
Very sour. So they're hard to eat. It's not a good you could even say it's a sour experience.
Right.
But lemonade, people enjoy lemonade.
Yeah. It's sweet. It's delicious. So, yeah. So, basically, if life is giving you some trouble, make it better.
Make it, tasty trouble.
Tasty trouble.
Yeah. So, in the next sentence, he's always giving you words of wisdom.
Okay.
Yeah. So, he's not doing it now. It's the present continuous. He's always giving. It's like it's like habit. He likes to do that.
Right.
Yeah,
he's always doing this.
Yeah.
So, words of wisdom, just... try to remember this as a chunk, guys. Just, you know, valuable, wise words.
Yeah, and it's usually even plural. Word of wisdom?
You would never say word of wisdom, right?
Yeah, it's always usually, words of wisdom.
Words of wisdom.
So just advice, And then inspiring life lessons.
Okay, life lessons. again, all my dad's life lessons are kind of coming into
coming
my,
back, yeah,
right.
flashing into your mind.
So just things about life. Right? Son, life is like this.
Yeah, your dad, when I was your age, so these can often be like difficult times when you when you get into trouble, you make a mistake, you learn a really important life lesson.
Okay.
So let's take a look at number 6, distant dad.
This dad doesn't actually sound as good as some of the other dads.
Yeah. So distant, we know distance, like far.
Right, it's very far. So distant here is just an adjective.
Yeah. So like we say sometimes emotionally distant.
Right. So dad can be right beside you, but, you know, from an emotional point of view,
yeah.
it feels like he's very far away.
Yeah, he doesn't express his feelings. You'd never know what he's feeling.
Right.
Yeah. So here we have a good grammar point here. He says, it's not that he doesn't love you. It's just that a part of his manhood may be compromised.
Okay.
Yeah. It's not that.
It's not that it's this.
Yeah.
It's just that it's that.
Yeah. Yeah. So it's like we use this grammar when it seems like something, but it's actually something different.
Right. Yeah. Right. And especially when you want to emphasize that. That it's different, right?
Yeah,
that
exactly.
Difference.
Yeah.
Like, so it's not that Adam doesn't care about preparing for lessons. It's just that he's busy.
He's busy. Yeah. Or people use this in relationships sometimes. Like, it's not that I'm angry. I'm just disappointed.
Oh, yeah. Anyway, guys, that's going to be the grammar point for today. So if you want to find out how to use this super useful pattern, just go check out that grammar section.
And the next word here that's really good is manhood.
Manhood. Yeah. Oh, okay.
Like being manly?
Just being, yeah. Yeah. You guys know if you see hood on a word, mm-hmm. it's a noun. Neighborhood. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Neighborhood, boyhood.
Boyhood. Yeah. So manhood.
Childhood, yeah. He wants to keep his manhood. He doesn't want to lose it.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And if he gives you that hug in the sentence here, then he might lose a little bit of manhood.
Right, yeah. This might even go back to reputation, mm-hmm. right? He's kind of worried about his reputation as like a strong dad. And if I hug my kids, then, I will lose that reputation.
Yeah, exactly, yeah. However, the thing about distant dad is, he does have emotions.
Yeah.
Right. His emotions are there.
They're there. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. But he's just not very good at expressing them.
Right, yeah. And a lot of people like this is my dad, actually. And he does have emotions, and I can see them, as we'll look in the next one. But he doesn't express them very much.
Dads, you got to try.
Yeah.
Okay, so last dad we have on the list is Sappy Dad.
Sappy. Oh, man, this is a good word. So sometimes we have like sappy movies. They're kind of almost like too emotional. A little bit childish, maybe.
Well, maybe you guys know the word cheesy.
Right.
And it's pretty similar. I mean, the idea with sappy, it relates to sugar and sweetness.
Yeah, yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
So it's like it's really, really sweet, but there's no sort of substance there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So it's kind of like... almost, in a way, the opposite of, you know, tough guy dad.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. So this dad, kind of the opposite of not showing emotions. He shows too much emotion.
Shows too much.
Yeah.
And we say here that he can't help but break down.
Yeah. So it's like he can't stop breaking down.
Can't stop it. Yeah.
Down.
He wants, you know, it's not that he wants to.
Yeah.
It's like Connor can't help but be handsome.
I was going to say, I can't help but eat cookies.
Okay, you can't help but be handsome and eat cookies.
No, yeah, it's something you want to stop, but it would be good to stop, but you just can't.
You just can't do it. Mm-hmm, yeah. And then we find this word or this phrase break down again. But this isn't like car breakdown.
Yeah, no, he's not. He's still working. Dad is still, he's still working fine. But he, breakdown, it means cry.
It just means start to cry.
Yeah, yeah. He can't hold, he can't be strong. He just starts crying. Yeah.
Right. And I mean, there's nothing too difficult about using this phrase. It's just he started to break down. Mm-hmm. She broke down in tears.
Yeah, she got so much stress. Suddenly she broke down into tears.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and in the next sentence it says basically he's a total softy.
Softy. Mm-hmm. Okay, so soft.
Yeah.
I mean, a lot of dads, especially maybe distant dad, life coach dad, are very, very, very tough and very
tough
hard.
Guys. Yeah, yeah. This is the opposite
A softy.
Yeah, it's kind of sensitive.
Yeah. And also, like when it comes to discipline, right?
Yeah,
it's
probably
going to be, if the kid does something wrong, dad will say, it's okay.
It's okay.
It's baby.
Fine, yeah. Or like, do your homework. And then the kid says, no. And the dad says, okay.
Come watch TV then.
Yeah. And, and then we have another word that kind of means cry here in the next one. He tears up.
Yeah, it's interesting that we have this with breakdown as well, because tear up does mean cry, but you're probably not like crying this. Like, this is breakdown.
Yeah,
you're crying and screaming. Tear up is just more like your eyes become a little wet.
A little wet, like maybe one tear.
Maybe
a
tear.
Yeah.
Like, I kind of tear up when I hear certain songs.
Yeah, like, or when you hear a speech or something and the person can't talk because they
love America so much.
Yeah. So that's tear up, that feeling you get. And if someone's got red eyes, maybe they're tearing up.
And they're sniffling.
Yeah. 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 But at the end of the day, you wouldn't want it any other way.
Right.
This dad, because he has emotion.
Aw, dad.
Oh, thanks, dad.
Okay, so why don't we go ahead and put all seven of these dads together, and then maybe Connor and I can come back and talk about our own dads.
Okie doke.
Number one, helicopter dad. This type of dad may be a little overprotective at times, but he's been known to prevent trouble well before it happens. Number two, still a kid dad. With kid dad, you often find yourself wondering who's more mature. His jokes, hobbies, and interests often match up with yours. Number 3, all work, no play dad. He only cares about your grades, work prospects, and reputation. This authoritative dad always pushes you to do better and be better. Number 4, handyman dad. He's the dad all your friends wish they had, the one they reach out to when their car breaks down. There's nothing he can't figure out how to fix. Number 5, life coach dad. He lives by the motto, if life gives you lemons, make lemonade. He's always giving you words of wisdom and inspiring life lessons at the dinner table. Number 6, distant dad. It's not that he doesn't love you. It's just that a part of his manhood may be compromised if he gives you that hug. His emotions are there, but he was just never that good at expressing them. Number 7, sappy dad. He's the type of dad that can't help but break down at your graduation, wedding, and yes, when coming home to visit. Basically, he's a total softie. He tears up at everything, but you wouldn't want it any other way. Happy Father's Day.
Okay, so we just heard all of those dad types again, and let's talk about our own dads a little bit.
Oh, dad.
Yeah. Well, I know that my dad is a mix of these. My dad's a little handyman because he's okay. He's really good at fixing things.
Right.
Because his dad, built houses.
Oh, okay.
So he can fix stuff. My dad, strangely, is a mix of distant and sappy.
Oh,
so okay. He can be, like, non-emotional.
Right.
But then suddenly he's like, Connor, I'm so proud of you.
I love you.
Yeah.
When you record those open language lessons, I'm so proud, son.
Yeah, I listen to them every day.
Yeah, I think my dad is pretty similar. Definitely handy. Mm-hmm. 100% handy.
Yeah.
Distant and sappy. Mm-hmm. We have this one word that we didn't mention today, but it relates to sappy. Dad joke.
Oh, yeah.
Right?
Yeah,
like, there's a certain kind of dad joke mm-hmm, that's really not funny,
yeah.
But it is funny. Like,
yeah, we sometimes say punny.
Yeah. This usually involves a lot of puns.
Yeah, like P-U-N. Yeah.
Playing with words.
Yeah. And those are great. Actually, I'm a big fan of dad jokes.
Well, that's the thing. The older I get and the closer I get to being a dad myself,
yeah.
I think I'm going to be a really sappy dad.
Yeah.
I'm not very handy. Hopefully I can work on that.
Yeah.
Still a kid, probably. Mm-hmm. But definitely not helicopter.
Oh, no. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Nobody wants that. That is not helpful.
And it's just stressful.
It is. It
yeah.
really is.
Yeah.
Well, what about you guys? Mm-hmm. What about your dads?
Mm-hmm. Let us know what kind of dads yours are. Or if you're a dad, let us know what kind of dad you are.
Okay. This has been super fun to make. I'm going to call my dad now.
Yeah. And don't forget, happy Father's Day,
happy
everyone.
Happy Father's Day to the fathers, to all of the helicopter fathers, the still a kid fathers.
The life coaches.
All of them.
Yeah.
As always, guys, thank you for listening. And we'll see you next time.
To him, he'd make me laugh just to comfort me, yeah. Then finally make me do just what my mama said later that night.